Hey guys, Will Durst here to say, Labor Day? Already? You gotta be kidding. How the hell did that happen? 8 months of the year have expired? 2017 is two-thirds over? You know why that's frightening? Because it means any day now, radio stations are gonna switch to wall-to-wall Christmas music. As holidays go, the first Monday of September gets no respect. It's that last lonely baby carrot on the festival deli tray. The metal folding chair next to the furnace that only gets pulled out when company invites company. The tomato plant in the back row closest to the fence that those darn gophers found so tasty. Part of the problem is the name. Labor Day smacks of major difficulties, especially to mothers who have experienced birth. Comes really close to glorifying chores. A stress proponent, futile attempt to promote drudgery. Might as well call it Dentist's Drill Day. Maybe we should start a movement to rename it Extra Day Off Day, or Bonus Day, Cake Day. Who doesn't like cake? Just never forget that Labor Day honors the living, not the dead. Our workforce, a single day off, so the real 9-to-5 heroes that keep this country humming can relax before squaring their shoulders and getting back to the job of carving out a better future. Raising 2.3 kids and paying off a mortgage with enough left over to cover the cable bill and at least one premium channel thrown in. So whether you flip burgers or beach houses, run a stockroom full of board length or a lengthy boardroom full of stockholders, enjoy your day off. You deserve it. Gather friends and family and wave a fond farewell to all that excess sunshine and bid hello to the calming of the light. No need to bring gifts, although flowers and wine never go out of style. Ah, hell, make it a six-pack. And while you're at it, some cake. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.